You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, are you a real estate investor or a real estate entrepreneur? But before we get started, a couple of quick updates. I want to tell you that our house mom is working out great. If you don't know what a house mom is, check out episode number 230. There'll be a link to it. We've been able to weed out a lot of our bad tenants, and we're replacing them rather quickly because she's also available for showings. We have set up a new screening process, and we're also marketing differently to attract better tenants. We had an episode back, 038, on stealth tenant marketing, where we kind of take that to the next level, what we call stealth tenant marketing 2, where we're trying to get that higher level of tenant into our building. And so we're filling those vacancies, you know, quickly as we have to do these evictions, and we're moving into really getting that that property just humming there. So that's working out real good. She's been a great influence and just real positive for the tenants that are there. They really love her, and she's even planting tulips in our garden and doing things like that just to make it more of a home. So it's good stuff going on. Doing well in Memphis. We've got a new property manager in place, so we're moving those properties to good occupancy. We're moving forward there. Move my son to Idaho. So he's out there to go to college, but we're looking for small apartments in that market. So he wants to get his first property and live in one of the units. So he's real excited about it. So we've got a direct mail campaign, some other things going on there. Also, we're continuing our search for larger apartments throughout the greater U.S. area. And we're staying firm on our commitment to our criteria, but we are, you know, open to and looking at different types of classes, perhaps on the commercial side. Our big focus right now and big concern is that there will be a market correction. We all know that that's coming. It's just a matter of when. And when we buy, you have to buy with that in mind. And that means buying under market or buying in a way that you are not going to be caught if there is a correction in that market. So we are taking our time and really trying to find the right stuff. Well, anyway, let's move on to our topic here. Are you a real estate investor or real estate entrepreneur? Now, often people who invest in real estate think of themselves more as investors, right? More than an entrepreneur or business owner, you know, especially us old dogs who really don't want another job. So we're real cautious about, yeah, I don't want to be a business owner necessarily. You know, and I'd say those that are investing on the real passive front, maybe investing in syndications or buying notes, deeds, and liens, you know, they would probably be more of an investor than an entrepreneur. But if you're buying rental properties and you're responsible for generating cash flow, you are more of an entrepreneur or a business owner than you are just an investor. Now, according to Investopedia.com, which is, I think, owned by Wikipedia, an investor is any person who commits capital with the expectation of financial returns. Now, with that definition, yes, we would all be investors, those of us that are looking at real estate investing. However, if you are buying rental properties, you are doing more than just committing capital in the hope of gaining a financial return. You are in control of the process. An entrepreneur, according to dictionary.com, is a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk, to generate a profit. It's important to distinguish the two because an investor is making a decision contingent on someone else's ability to produce a return. However, an entrepreneur is making a decision based on his or her own ability to produce a result. That's a big difference. If your real estate investing activities involve buying and renting out rental properties, buying, rehabbing, and selling properties, buying properties or building properties from the ground up, well, any other proactive real estate related activities, then you are an entrepreneur. And let's take a look at investors versus entrepreneurs again. For example, let's look at the following regarding profits. Real estate investors, if they're prudent, carefully evaluate and select investments in which other people are responsible for generating the profits and returns. Like, for example, when you buy Apple stock, you are investing based on the company's performance and its ability to produce, or more specifically, the company management's ability to produce. Okay. Although an investor is concerned that the company generates a good profit, typical investors are more focused on the rate of return on their investment. But in this case, the investor does not really have any control on how that company generates the return. Conversely, entrepreneurs are also interested in the rate of return. However, the entrepreneur is responsible for how that return is generated. So it's not the management of Apple, but it's you as the entrepreneur that's responsible for generating that return. Its success, for example, in our real estate investors' success comes through the careful, sort of prudent selection of good investments, right? Trusting in the ability of others to produce results for you. And an entrepreneur, again, is responsible for achieving his own success. Now, regarding teams, an investor can select an investment based on its management team, but they really have no say in the selection of that team. An entrepreneur is responsible for selecting, finding, and building his or her own team. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, the distinction is important because it's really a matter of your mindset, right? If you go into your investing activity thinking the outcome is a result of other people or other circumstances, you're limiting your opportunity for success. It affects the way you see things. For example, a real estate investor or someone that really sees themselves as an investor may see things like a poor return in their investment. Something's happened. Well, it's bad property management. It's troublesome or difficult tenants. It's local market conditions, rising expenses. It was just a bad property purchase. And they'll spend their time, you know, constantly putting out fires, or eventually just sell the property altogether and chalk it up to, well, it's just a bad investment. Whereas a real estate entrepreneur, he can look at their investment's poor return as a result of inadequate planning, not just an issue of troublesome or difficult tenants, but the lack of a strategic effort that specifically weeds out difficult tenants and creates a system that replaces poor property management or trains them, the existing property manager, to be able to implement the plan that they have that will clean out troublesome tenants, replace them with a solid base of good tenants, and, you know, do maybe an effective market, like we were talking about, the stealth tenant marketing effort where you're trying to target key tenants that you want to move into your facility. So, you know, they're establishing stricter tenant guidelines, or maybe they're even hiring a third party application or screening company like Rent Prep. And you can see episode 129, there'll be a link to it entitled Finding and Keeping Great Tenants. So there's a lot of strategies that you can do there. We've also talked about in our stealth tenant marketing of going to local employee groups, for example, local area hospitals, schools, large employer groups, and targeting those people that traditionally have been very good tenants for landlords. So, and we go as far as to contact HR departments and send them flyers and postcards to post on their employee bulletin, and even have a special offer of 1 month's free rent for their employees. So those types of things to really try to bring in the high-end, you know, tenant, or at least as high-end as you can get for your area. And instead of blaming local market conditions, you work with it. You have to maximize your return based on those conditions. Instead of blaming increased expenses, you know, look outside the box to see what you can do to cut expenses in unique and creative ways. Anything from instituting a RUBS program, which you may or may not be aware of, but basically where the owner expenses, things such as water, gas, trash, etc., are actually paid for by the tenants and split up equally based on the size of the apartment and how many people are there and so forth. Also, you know, maybe you might want to charge for additional services that you've been traditionally giving away for free. And instead of blaming your woes on, you know, bad property purchase and looking at it as, you know, something that you, oh, I'm just going to have to get rid of this, what you reposition the property, considering the area challenges and present it in a way that it still gets a good return, but with less headaches. If your property is in not such a great area, maybe not a war zone, but, you know, maybe it's a low income area. Instead of throwing up your hands and saying, well, I never get any good tenants here, I'll just try to get as good as I can get. Well, instead of doing that, you know, maybe, again, a targeted effort might make more sense. Maybe even contacting the local VA, the Veterans Administration, and finding out if there are veterans that have housing privileges that they might want to link up with and place them, or talking to nonprofit organizations that find in, for example, housing handicapped or people with special needs. In many cases, the rent is even covered by the government, so it's almost like a Section 8, but not with the stringent requirements involved. The whole idea here is mindset. If you have the mindset that you can control the outcome of your investments, you will directly affect your overall profits and success. Now, entrepreneurs, as opposed to investors, make things happen. You can control what type of tenants you have. You can do things to increase rents, even above market rents, if you position it properly. You can reduce expenses. You can even force appreciation, which is one of the great thing about multifamily, is by, again, you know, looking at boosting that ROI, reducing expenses, increasing income. Entrepreneurs create things, grow things, and can control things. So what is a real estate entrepreneur? Well, a real estate entrepreneur is an individual who purchases property with the goal of building wealth, you know, not just, you know, just getting a check every month, but they're looking at that as a leverage point to grow wealth. An entrepreneur versus an investor. So how does a real estate entrepreneur differ from an ordinary investor? And what specific characteristics do they possess? A real estate entrepreneur and an investor are essentially one and the same, right? The entrepreneur is investing, right? But the investor isn't always being an entrepreneur. The investor uses real estate as an investment vehicle to generate income, appreciation, and tax benefits. However, there are a few noteworthy caveats that must be taken into consideration. A real estate entrepreneur is generally defined as ambitious, risk-tolerant, and self-motivated. They seek to create something out of nothing and not only recognize opportunities, but rather seize them. It's a mindset more than anything else, as it combines vision with passion and grit. The entrepreneur, according to Michael E. Gerber, the author of The E-Myth, the entrepreneur is the visionary in all of us, the dreamer, the energy behind every human activity, the imagination that sparks the fire of the future, the catalyst for change. Some of the top characteristics for a real estate entrepreneur, you know, is something that you might want to look at too, because becoming a real estate entrepreneur doesn't happen overnight. It's a continuous process that requires daily use and attention. Four attributes of a real estate entrepreneur include possessing an entrepreneurial mindset. That's what we've been talking about here. Having a commitment to attaining a real estate education. You're always educating yourself. Building relationships, partnerships, and teams. And being consistent with positive daily habits. far and away the most important quality a real estate entrepreneur has is the right mindset. This intangible quality is a key building block in success, whether in real estate or business. Having the mentality to never stop learning or pushing forward is vital to overcoming regular challenges and obstacles. A real estate entrepreneurial mindset is the X factor between entrepreneurs and investors. When first starting out in real estate, you will not be an expert by any means, but with the right mindset, including a desire for continual learning and improvements, investors can better position themselves moving forward. Remember that an entrepreneurial mindset is not an inborn characteristic. It's an individually learned behavior that gets stronger with use. As a real estate entrepreneur, your attitude and set of beliefs will be essential to getting your business off the ground. Are you a real estate investor or an entrepreneur? Although a real estate investor and real estate entrepreneur may sound like one and the same, I reiterate that there are some key caveats that distinguish the two. A real estate entrepreneur is essentially an investor who has taken their investing activities to the next level by developing an entrepreneurial mindset, practicing positive daily habits, continuing their education, and developing key relationships. So what are you? Are you looking at your real estate investments as just another investment, like your Amazon stock, index funds, or money market account? If you don't get the return you want, are you going to sell it? Or are you an entrepreneur who envisions a bigger picture? Well, think about that. I think it's an important thing that you might want to focus on here, especially if you're looking at building up a significant real estate portfolio and having that be a long-term vehicle for your financial independence and to be able to enjoy your retirement years. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, including the links, I mentioned a number of them to some of the other shows, it can all be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode on, are you a real estate investor or a real estate entrepreneur? So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.